Peyton talks to the media, and the quarterback reps look a little bit different in practice.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
What's up? We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five. We are buttoned up and ready to go on this Wednesday, getting a little bit closer to this game versus New Mexico, hopefully a bounce-back game. But we're going to talk about quarterbacks. Peyton speaking to the media. Practice looked a little bit different yesterday. Don't think it necessarily signals anything potentially incoming, but it's definitely a change. And then we're going to talk about some injuries and whatnot and what Auburn does if some of these guys are out. But before we get started, we got to give a shout-out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for your double-up bonus on your initial deposit. Give them, it doesn't matter, $300. They're going to give you another $300 on top to play with, up to $1,000 for free play, free money, free bets. You can bet on any college football. You want to hammer down on a parlay, go ahead and do it. You want to get in the online casino, I assume you can go ahead and do that too. But it's easy. Live betting, first half, second half, whatever you want to do, they got it there at mybookie.ag. Just don't forget that coupon code next round on your first deposit. Peyton spoke to the media yesterday. He spoke to the next round. That is a weekly, he has a weekly appearance on their big show for sometime. I think typically it's sometime in that first hour, 9 to 10, not the 9 to 10 hour. And they didn't really hold back as far as the questions. That they were very blunt in a lot of the things they ask. And Peyton, unsurprisingly, owned a little bit of everything. Owned it. You know, I made a lot of mistakes. I didn't play to my potential. I missed some reads, just like a true professional would do. Him saying the right things has not ever really been the issue. Him being able to represent himself and represent Auburn has never really been an issue. That's why he's been voted team captain. That's why he's been sent to media days, because you know, in front of the media with a microphone in his face, he says a lot of the right things. And I would not expect anything less from him. I know it's got to be insanely tough to have such high expectations and then not only go out and play like you did, but then see when you go back and watch film that, man, a lot of this was on me. A lot of this was just purely, you could set it on my shoulders as far as my decision-making, the accuracy, the, you know, not being able to identify blitzes, not being able to pick up the pressure, not being able to see past the pressure. That's got to be tough. And to couple it up, to top it all off, initially I laughed at this just because it's just so insane. It's so insane, but it's so on brand, is that he shared that people were sending him refund requests on Venmo for their bets that they lost, which is hilarious in one sense. And then he had an incredible response. Hey, I don't ever see anybody, nobody ever sends me, you know, a commission or whatever when we win their bets. So, which, I mean, that was rough because there hasn't been a lot of wins, but still, great bounce back there. But that is so, I mean, it's, I can sympathize with Peyton here. Okay. I can sympathize with Peyton here a little bit because I had some people in the chat on Saturday asking me for refunds because they're worried they're over 7.5 wins on mybookie.ag was not going to go over, which, hey, there's still some games left. There's still some games left. So cut me a little bit of slack. You still got a chance. If this condensed playbook or there's a quarterback change or whatever, they get some things, they've discovered some things they can't do. And they got to change some things up. Hey, they could still get there. They could still get there. The schedule's gettable. We'll just have to see. So I feel like I can relate a little bit with Peyton. I didn't get any Venmo requests, but I did have some disgruntled live chat members on Saturday after the game. And you know what? I own it. I'm gonna be like Peyton. I own it. I should have. I didn't execute. I did not. I did not look past the bug, and I let it kind of take over. I let it kind of get over me, and maybe look past some things. But no, we'll try to have some fun with that. But yeah, it's tough. Imagine being that guy. Imagine being that guy right now. It'd be tough. But yeah, he spoke to the media, and then practice. You know, Hugh sort of set things up in his verbiage and in the ways that he spoke about the quarterback situation when he talked about practice and carrying it to the game, that it sort of feels like it left the door open for Hank to possibly step in or at least have a shot to earn it this week and be right there on the heels of Peyton. If he were to have another slip up or were to sort of go in that funk mode that he can go in when things go south, that he could step in. And, you know, words are one thing, actions are another. And from all reports, some of the videos that came out, the quarterback first team reps, I don't want to say they were 50-50 split, but for the first time, it sounds like Hank actually got some first team reps, not only in drills with the first team receivers. You saw a video of him throwing to Keandre Lambert-Smith. So, you know, that's a one going with a one. But from what I understand, even in 11-on-11, Hank got some reps with the first team, which is the first time that's happened. Or if it's happened, it's been very, very rare. And I think he got a significant amount of first team reps with the 11-on-11. I think that speaks volumes. I think that speaks to Hugh's concern about the quarterback. I think another thing is that. Okay, we've gone through this offseason. Okay, I'm Hugh right now. We've gone through this offseason. We've tried to diagnose every single thing that went wrong with offense. Okay, we pretty much feel like we did a really good job at correcting a lot of the issues. We tried to big game hunt. Do we just forget that Cam Ward visited campus? Do we just forget that Riley Leonard was going to commit to Auburn? We felt like he was going to be our quarterback. Do we just forget all that? Do we forget that Caden Salter visited in the spring? Like, I understand Hugh put out the messaging that he was going to ride behind Peyton Thorne. He was going to build around him and the whole $1 million quarterback thing. I understand that. You have, if you get to the point where you have to go with Thorne, you need to rally around him. You need to build it. And so it's not just like, well, I tried to get every dadgum quarterback that I possibly could. And whether it was from an NIL standpoint, whether it's from a structure standpoint, off field, whatever it was, we had some issues. So, hey, instead of continuing to try to just get whoever we can get, let's go see if we can correct a lot of the issues. Like, I feel like we forgot that. Like, that just didn't happen. We're just erasing that from our memory. But anyway, I digress. If you're as Hugh, you tried to correct a lot of those things, and you feel like the only thing you really didn't get a chance to correct was the quarterback position. For whatever reason, you went out and hired a brand new GM after that offseason. So you built some more structure off field to hopefully be able to help you capitalize in the portal moving forward. And it did in the spring. So you've done all that. You go out and you blow up Alabama A&M, and then you go into Cal and you're feeling confident, and then you have a lot of the exact same issues. So what do you do? Okay, I've corrected every single thing I feel like to the best that I possibly could, except for the quarterback, and now the quarterback is still having the same issue. So clearly there's an issue. There's a problem here. There's a problem here. So we're going to have to either condense the playbook so that it's stuff that he can execute, because it doesn't matter. Yes, we had wide receivers running wide open. We had guys open multiple times, but it does not matter if we have guys running wide open if we can't get them the ball. So what we have to do, if we can't execute the playbook, whether it's wide receivers running wrong routes, whether it's the quarterback not being able to see those guys when things get tough, we have to correct that. And I believe that's what, if you listen to all the comments yesterday, that's what he said. And it seems like that's what's being done right now. You condense the playbook. It makes it easier to make reads. It makes it easier to hopefully execute. So that could possibly help Thorne. Or if the only reason Hank can't get on the field is because of the playbook that he doesn't know or the checks that he doesn't know, the whatever it is, if we bring that down, and that gives him a better shot, that if we do have to make a switch, we're not throwing him into a playbook that we don't know. We're throwing him into something we know that he can execute as well. I think that's kind of what you should do in this situation. That is acknowledging you have an issue and then the steps that you're taking to fix it. So we'll see what happens, but for the first time in, you know, first time this fall camp, first time in practice, that you're seeing Hank start to get some significant amount of snaps at the first team. And I think that's a big deal. I think that's a big deal. And it shows that we're acknowledging we have some issues there and we're trying to take steps to fix it. We'll just have to see how it goes as far as fixing it and what happens on Saturday. I mean, I feel like Peyton's probably going to start the game, whether we like it or not, whether we think it's the correct move or not. But regardless, Hank is preparing as though he could possibly get a shot as well. Getting first team game plan reps is a big deal on Tuesdays. Very, very big. Let's see how that goes on Wednesday as well, because that's also a really big day. Do his snaps grow on first team? Do they get smaller? How does that look? We'll see. Before we move to some of the injury talk, let's give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with retirement results. Presented by Active Wealth, go to retirementresults.com/plan. Reach out to Ford and get your custom portfolio analysis. I don't know why you wouldn't. I really don't know why you wouldn't at least give him a call and just to make sure. Say, Ford, look, this is what I got. Am I doing the right thing? Is there anything I'm missing? Can you give me some advice as far as where I need to go from here? And make a friend at the same time. I mean, it's literally no risk. It's a free call. It's a free, it's a complete free analysis that typically costs you thousands of dollars for these tight level guys to be able to look over your stuff. So give him a shout. It's completely risk free. Retirementresults.com/plan and tell him what you're going to tell him I sent you. Couple of injuries on Saturday. The most notable, obviously, was Cam Coleman having what seemed to be some sort of shoulder injury. Cam says he's playing. Cam says, I'm going to play. Hugh is not so sure. He did say that out of the two guys that were injured, Cam has the most opportunity to play. But from what I understand, Cam was held out of the contact drills, held out of the 11-on-11 contact drills yesterday. So the good thing is, A, the opponent is someone that you should be able to handle, and B, you have some decently talented guys that could step in this game and maybe not have a big drop-off. So you got Cam Brown that backs up Cam Coleman, and then obviously you got Perry Thompson as well, and then Malcolm Simmons could even line up at the outside as well. And we want to see some of those guys anyway. This would be a decent opportunity to do it. I don't think it's anything that's lingering. I don't think it's anything to necessarily worry about. You may just want to hold him out this game. I think it's probably safe to those stingers, whatever it is that happened. It's nothing structural. It's nothing that should hold him out. At least from what I understand now, it's nothing that should hold him out. It's nothing serious, but you just don't want to push it. You don't want to push it. You don't want to irritate it. If you can get through it and get healed after 1 week, you definitely don't want to push it. But Cam Coleman was definitely held out of the contact version of practice today. He may have caught some passes, ran some routes against air, but I think he had the jersey on that signifies, hey, I'm out for today. I'm out for today as far as, you know, contact goes. And this is a big contact practice. This is the practice. You got two of those every week, Tuesday and Wednesday. These are work days. So he's at least sitting out for portions of that. I think that's significant. But hey, you should have some guys behind him that can handle this week. Okay. Cam Brown has shown a little bit extra in his game in the fall camp. He had a lot of good talk there. He had some good scrimmages. And then obviously you got Perry Thompson that typically backs up Keandre Lambert-Smith, but feels like he could kind of rotate th- through either side. And if not, he could play the position where he would go in behind Keandre Lambert-Smith, and Keandre Lambert-Smith could move over because he's a veteran. He understands the game. He can play a little bit of everything. And then obviously you got Malcolm Simmons that can come in there and help as well. So I would not, if I had to guess right now, I'd say you'd see very little of Cam Coleman this week, which stinks. But at the same time, if you're going to try to, grind and get to that, where you want to be as far as wins go, you need Cam. And you, at least in theory, you should be able to survive this weekend with the opponent. So, again, don't expect to see Cam Coleman, but I guess nothing's impossible. The more significant injury that I think will be out at least 1 week, maybe a little bit of extended period of time, is Xavien Miller, your right tackle, who actually at least from a pro football focus standpoint, graded out pretty well. I think he's played pretty well so far this year. Obviously, he had really good at times last year as well. I think he has a hip flexor, but according to Hugh on Tiger Talk, there was no tear, which is great. It's just very, very irritated, very, very inflamed, and that makes it really tough to move. Hips are a big deal. Hips are a big deal, especially as those big guys in offensive linemen, being able to drop, being able to move, being able to bend and get hands on those defensive ends, those freaky pass rushers that can get low, can get fast. Like, you got to be able to move and get on them. And you're moving backwards too, which I feel like is even more of a strain sometimes on your hips. So I'm interested to see the lineups here because it seems like, and then Hugh even sort of suggested that you could see Dylan Wade go back out to tackle at least one side, probably left side. And then what happens at right? Do you move Tyler Johnson over to right? At one point in time, Tyler Johnson was the backup left and right tackle. I think he could play either, but Tyler struggled a little bit on Saturday as well. So do you put Tyler out there? Do you let Ronan Chambers play? There's some different options. I'm curious to see what happens, because if you move Dylan Wade out, now you got to bring in a new guard. Is that Tate Johnson? Who is that? I know that a lot of people liked the idea of a lot of players liked one of the combos that they ran when they had Tate Johnson in at left guard and Dylan Wade at left tackle. Do you move Percy Lewis out to right tackle? I mean, there's some options that you have. I'm curious to see what lineup they go with on Saturday, because that's probably the biggest storyline, the offensive line. Regardless of the sacks on Saturday, this offensive line has played pretty solid in the first two games. I honestly believe they were good enough to win on Saturday. They blew some folks off the ball when we were on the goal line, when we were on our own one or two. Got really good push in the run game that we didn't utilize as much as we would like to, because we kept turning it over. And then I felt like, I hate to say it, I felt like Thorne had some time to make some decisions. Sure, there was a couple of sacks that were just immediate. There was nothing that he could do. But then there was some stuff where he could have gotten the ball out earlier. There's obviously one of the interceptions where he got hit. He had forever to throw the ball. That was a rush from the right side that ended up tackling him or hitting him outside of the hash on the left side. So there, and the route was coming from the right side all the way across to the left side. So there was plenty of time to get that ball out, just not quite the anticipation that you need from the quarterback position. But I'm very interested to see how this lineup shakes out on Saturday, because again, I feel like the offensive line's played really well at times, and you don't want to have a setback, but you don't want to have, you don't want to push Xavien Miller, because he has had a pretty good start to the year, and you would definitely need him in there for the long haul. But sometimes when you have a shakeup, it works. Sometimes when you have a shakeup, you can get better. You don't have a choice but to see it in the game now, because Miller's out. So let's see what happens there. I think it's definitely going to be something to watch, and then we'll kind of keep you updated on things as we move forward. And you know, see what happens. So, guys, I really appreciate it. If you like this show, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. You need to go to thebarnauburn.com, sign up for one daggum dollar, and you could have all these reports, all this talk we're talking about days in advance. And the conversation that goes much deeper around it. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of great members. We have a lot of great conversation, not a lot of riffraff, just a lot of honest, down in the dirt discussion. And I feel like it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. You can get in on the action. Again, thebarnauburn.com for only a dollar. Sign up today and jump in and let's get weird. Jump in and let's get weird. That's what I told somebody the other day. Jump in and let's just get weird. It's a lot of fun. So check us out. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. And obviously, you know, we're going to be back again tomorrow. Y'all have a great rest of the day. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.